So completing step seven, it says, now we need more action. You would think by now that they'd let us take a break, but they're not letting up. Faith that our works is dead. So what are they pushing at? Actually, they're pushing for me to acquire some faith. Some belief in what? A power greater than myself. What I'm in the process of doing in steps 4 through 9 is taking action and turning my life and my will over to the care of God. In step 3, all I made was a decision. Being who I am, Knucklehead Smith, Marble Brain, I've made numbers of decisions, never taken any action. How many people have made New Year's resolutions? Or New Year's night, and the day after New Year's, what'd you do? Or maybe even before New Year's night was over, right? Didn't remember, never carried it out. Well, steps 4 through 9 put actions behind your decision. And what you're about to do now is come up on the ultimate surrender. The ultimate surrender is step 9. Step 9 separates the men from the boys, the girls from the women. The completion of step 9. So faith without works is dead. You've made a list from your inventory. Hopefully you've started it, because it says here, we have a list of all persons we have harmed and to whom we are willing to make amends. We made it when we took inventory. Oh. So your amends list needs to be started in inventory. There's two lists you should have when you're doing your fifth step. An amends list and a defects of character list. That as you move through your fifth step, you're adding stuff to both of those lists. Eighth step list is a list. That's what the eighth step is. It's a list. I've dealt with my list from the eighth step in two different ways. One way is to make a list and stay with that list until I'm willing to make amends to every single person or institution on that list. Don't move. And I go down the list and I ask myself, am I willing to make amends to this person? Yes. Am I willing to make amends to this person? Yes. Am I willing to make amends to this child? No. Am I willing to make amends to this job? No. Those amends that I'm not willing to make, I stay in prayer and ask God to make me willing to make them, and I don't move. Eighth step says, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Right? Became willing to make amends to them all. That's 8, 9 comes after 8, right? So before I move into 9, I need to be willing to make amends to each and every single person, institution, or wherever I've created harm. That's on my list. That's all the eighth step is. Make a list, scrutinize the list, become willing to make amends to every single entity on that list. Another way I can approach my list is the sign system. the sign system consists of plus minus, minus plus, plus minus, and minus minus. Has anybody ever worked with this sign system? Except Greg? Plus, minus, minus, right. Never heard of them? How many's never heard of them? My first set of amends, this is how I made my amends. And I used to use this with very new people. And it's called the sign system, and I got it from Joe. And there's four categories of amends. There's the category of, I know where they are. And I'm willing to make. Plus, plus. I'll tell you how the signs apply to a certain entity. Minus plus, I don't know where they are. And I'm willing to make. Minus plus, I know where they are, and I'm not willing to make, and minus minus is I don't know where they are, and I'm driving somebody crazy. I'm not willing to make. It's called the sign system. And what you're going to do is you're going to get 3x5 cards. You got the front, you got the back. On the front, you put the name or the institution in the left-hand corner. In the middle, you put point of contact, which is an address, a phone number, nowadays an email address, on the back you put the home, owe you $50, smacked you, smacked. S-M-A-C-K-E-B. Smack you in the face. 3. Stole your TV. You pinpoint it, precise, direct to the point. No long drawn out nothing, exactly what it is. Not I owe you money. How much money do you owe them? If you can't remember, pick a number. I'm pretty sure they remember. So when you go to them, if you don't tell them the right amount, I'm pretty sure they'll tell you the right amount. So these are 3x5 cards, index cards. After I've taken all the names off my list and I've made cards for them, front and back, I go to my sign system. and I take each card and I ask myself, do I know where they are and am I willing to make? And if I am, I put a plus plus in the right hand corner front of the card. If I know where Joe is, but I'm not willing to make, I put a plus minus. If I don't know where Joe is, and I'm not willing to make, I put a minus minus. You follow me? So in every card, you got one of these four signs. Now, it could very well be that you're willing to make every single one of them, so you got plus plus on every card. But if you're anything like me, in my first piece of work, when Alton went over the title page and began to explain the process of recovery to me and got to the ninth step, by the time I got to nine, he started to explain it. I said, there's men that I'm not going back to them people. No way. I owed dope dealers money. I had robbed jobs. I had made kids that I was never a father to. There's no way I'm going back. He said, don't worry about it. We'll worry about that when you get to the ninth step. We're starting in one. There's eight more steps before you get to nine. By the time I got to the ninth step and I made my cards, because this is the first way I ever made amends, there were a few amends that I was not willing to make, and I didn't know where they were. And there were a couple of amends that I knew where they were, and I wasn't willing to make. And then there were amends that I was willing to make, but I didn't know where they were. You follow me? And after I signed all my cards, I began making my amends with know where they are and willing to make. And every day in my prayer and meditation in the morning, I would have my stack of cards and I'd flip through them. The ones that were plus plus, and whichever ones jumped out at me, those are the ones I would tackle for that day. I would call, set up an appointment, or either call and ask if I could meet them later. When those began to whittle down, the ones where I were willing to make and I didn't know where they are, I started doing research. We used to hang out years ago, me, you, and Sally Sue, and I lost contact with Sally Sue, but I know you got Sally Sue's phone number, so I'll call you and get a phone number for Sally Sue, or call you to see if you know where Sally Sue is now. Real estate agents that I owed money for houses and stuff, I had to go down to public records and find out where they were now. You follow me? I start going to any lengths for victory. In my first set of amends, I made amends trips. I went back to New York specifically to make an amend, to make amends, specifically. And it wasn't about, no, I can't do it, or I don't have the money. I saved up the money and I did it. And I whittled myself all the way down till I get to don't know where they are and not willing to make. And by the time I got here, I was willing to make every single one of them. I basically walked into the lion's den a couple times. Because where I come from, they don't play. My first set of amends sold me on the process of recovery. Sold me on the 12 steps. Sold me on the fact that God is. And sold me on the fact I will be here for the rest of my life. Because I didn't get killed. I didn't get locked up. I didn't get hurt. People that disowned me, owned me again, wanted to be a part of my life. God showed off in the ninth step. That's where my spiritual awakening really began to show up. The sign system or staying in 8 until you're willing to make every single amends, and you don't move until you do it. Two ways to make amends in the 9th step. What's the intent behind step 9? Let's turn to page 77. That sentence that begins at the top of the page says, at the moment I'm trying to put my life in order. But this is not an end in itself. My real purpose, highlight this and underline this is your intent for the 9th step, is to fit myself to be of maximum service to God and the people about me. That's why I make amends. I'm not making amends basically to go back and pay you your money back. What I'm ultimately after is fitting myself to be of maximum service to God and the people about me. That's why I do amends. The stuff that I do out here is just mechanics. And if you notice, every intent that we've talked about has been geared towards a relationship with God. There's physical mechanics behind it, writing inventory, talking to somebody else, writing down defects, making a list. But every single intent has something to do with faith to be rid of what's blocking me from God. A new attitude and a new relationship with a power greater than myself. Fitting myself to be of maximum service to God and the people about me. I do the mechanics out here, but ultimately what the work is about, it's about cultivating a relationship and a personal love affair with God. Because what happens is that He begins to show up. And He begins to do the impossible. At least what you thought was impossible until you see it done. And that willingness that you had in the 2nd step to believe that God could and would begins to grow into a faith and a knowingness that God can and will. That's what amends does.
Don't you think that it can hurt people to keep them stuck in there? I mean, because it says we vigorously commence this way of living as we cleaned up the past when it goes to step 10.
But we're not in step 10, dear. We're in step 9.
But you just said that one of the ways you do it is you stay stuck on step
8.
9.
Exactly.
8 until...
Exactly.
On step 8. So you do exactly. No amends until
right.
You're willing to do all
exactly.
Of them.
Exactly.
I didn't realize.
Okay. You stay in the 8th step with your list until you're willing to make every single amend.
Okay.
The other way to do it is the sign system.
What was the most productive way in your experience that you've seen?
They both were.
Okay.
But this was most productive.
Okay.
Because it sold me. What it did is allowed me to get into the process of turning my life. You follow me?
Yeah.
Immediately. And I needed it. Movement through the 12th step is about an acquisition of power. Why? Because lack of power is my dilemma. It's meant to get into work, get out of the work. So it ain't meant to mess around in inventory and amends and all that. It's meant to get in and get out. You smoke crack every day, right? You need to be doing something wherever you're at in the piece of work every day in order to live. In order to do what? Get the power to recreate your life. Don't be hoodwinked and bamboozled. God gives you the power to recreate your own life. He don't do it for you. He gives you what you need in order to live, and then he sits back and see if you, now you said you want to live, here it is. Freedom of choice. Ninth step is powerful. Ninth step is a powerful step. It's the ultimate surrender. How many meetings do you go to? Maybe some of you guys, because you hooked up with Scott in that circle, and our circle, but how many meetings do you go to that you hear anybody share about completing step 9? Every single amends. I don't care what the amends is, it can be made. There is no such thing as an amends you cannot make. If you can, it is told to us to make every amends that you can make in person, you make in person. If it's possible. So, say you can take a trip. Financially, you cannot take a trip. You're not working, you don't have any money. But you're willing to make that amends. So you make a phone call. Or you write a letter. And there's a formal way to make amends. And you follow the formal format. And you get a communication going. And if you do it like that, you always stand ready, though. If you ever see that person again face to face, you make that amends face to face. I had to do that with my second son's mother. That I hadn't seen in 35 years. That I had made amends over the phone some 30 years before. Well, not 30 years, but 20 years. Powerful stuff. When you think, oh, I'm not going to see them to make amends. Sitting in a meeting, a guy that I had got in a fight with, we used to hustle together, got in a fight, sitting in my home group. One Friday night, hadn't seen Danny in years, walks into the home group and sits right in front of me. My first thought was, I owe him an amends. At the break, I pulled him outside and I made the amends. How free do you want to be? Amends is very powerful. We ask for strength, we look for strength. Amends is about having strength and power. When you're willing to go and you have an idea what the outcome is, but you're still willing to go and trust that God will take care of you, that's an experience you do not want to miss. Usually the amends that you think is a big, important, fantastic amends, a heart-wrenching, whatever it is the least important. And the amends that you think is the least important is the amends that really hurt him, man. And you get to see God at work. Somebody said it earlier, I came to see what God's going to do. I want to see what God's going to do. That's why I stay. Because he's done so much already, man. What could he possibly do now? Every time I get to a place like that, he does something else. Shows me just how bad he is. And just how much he loves me, man. And that you better stay here and do what I've anointed you to do. You guys are aligned with an awesome fellowship. And I'm talking about the fellowship in the fellowship. And it's the fellowship of the Spirit. Where when you walk in a meeting and you look in somebody's eyes, you see the Spirit of God. And you know they ain't here taking, man. They here. Whatever they can do to help somebody, they are willing to do. No holds barred. And you listen to them and you see how their life has been transformed. And you guys hook up in the language of the heart. Family. All the way at London, England. You got family. All the way in Vietnam and Hong Kong. You got a family. You walk into a meeting and you hook up with somebody without saying a word. That's an awesome feeling. When you finally get home. That's all this program is about. This program is about getting back home. That's all. Ninth step is a powerful step. It's a powerful step. There's a formal amends process. And that process is, it starts off where I make a phone call, and before I make that phone call, I pray though and ask God to guide me and direct me, to let me not be servile and scraping, to let me stand. God's people stand for something. We stand up, we don't bow down, we don't fall down, we stand up, man. So when you go in to make amends, you don't let somebody beat you up. Physically beat you up or take advantage of you. Sometimes you have to endure some verbal abuse, but up until that point, you don't have to take it. You're there to set right your wrongs, and you're there for what? To fit yourself to be of maximum service to God and His people. So you say a prayer. Ask him to be given strength and direction to do the right thing. It says we must not shrink. It says we should be sensible, tactful, considerate, and humble without being servile and scraping. Page 83. God's people, as God's people, we stand on our feet. We don't crawl before anyone. And I make a call, and I say, Greg, this is Mike. There's some things in my past that I need to clear up with you. Can I sit down with you face to face and talk with you? And contingent on what Greg says, if he says yes, well, when is the best time for you, Greg? Not me. I'm at his disposal. When is the best time for you and when can I meet with you? He says, Saturday, meet me at Starbucks at 2 o'clock. Thank you. You show up at 1:30. You pull up in your car and you say a prayer. Third step prayer, seventh step prayer. God, help me to do the next right thing. Help me to be humble. Tactful, considerate, without being servile and scraping. Please help me to do the right thing. You go in, hey, what's happening, Greg? Hey, Mike, how you doing? I'm here because I just finished an inventory. And in that inventory, I saw some harm I've done to you and to some other people. I saw that that harm that I did to you was out of my selfishness, my dishonesty, my self-seeking, and my fears. And I'm here because I need to make it right. I need to make amends to you. I'm clear that if I don't make amends to you, I will shoot dope again. That's what happened to me by the time I got to 9 in that first piece of work. I was convinced I was shooting dope. No, nothing. I was convinced I was getting loaded again. Because first step convicted me. I saw the allergy, I saw the obsession, and I definitely saw the spiritual malady long before I took my first sip of wine at the age of 12, 13. The harm I'm clear on, Greg, that I've done to you is that I owe you $50. Another piece of harm that I've done to you, man, is that time we got into that fight, I really orchestrated provoking that fight and physically abusing you. I don't know if you realize that time I was in your house, I stole your watch. You asked me if I had seen it, and I told you no, I hadn't seen it, and it was in my pocket. That's the harm I'm clear on you that I've done to you over the years. Is there any other harm that you need to tell me about that I have not told you about? And you're silent. This is a formal amends. And he says, yes, you did this, that, that, and that, and curses you out, and raises his voice, and oh, he says, no, you've covered it all except for the watch. I didn't know about the watch. And when he finishes, wherein I say nothing, no rebuttals, no nothing, I ask, do you need to tell me how what I've told you harmed you? And I say nothing. And I listen. And you find out how hearts have been broken, how lives have been violated, how boundaries have been crossed, how you've damaged relationships. You see how this disease of untreated alcoholism and untreated drug addiction has infiltrated you and touched everybody's life that has meant anything to you. You begin to experience the grace of God. Because healing begins. And they tell you how you've hurt them, how it's harmed them, how it's made them feel, and you listen. You say nothing. No rebuttals, no questions, no, if they ask you a question, you don't answer it. You listen. The next question that you ask is, how can I make it right? What can I do to make it right? And anything within reason, you become willing to do. Within reason. If you owe somebody $1 million and they say, yeah, I'd like you to pay me back my $1 million. You don't address that at that point. You just listen.
What do you do if you say, how can I make it right? And they say, you know, you, like I had an ex-husband who said, well, you should pay me $20,000 because of blah, 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 which was money that was not owed, that I didn't owe him. I mean, or to somebody who's real sick saying, well, you owe me this when you really don't. I mean, how would you address it to the person?
At that point, I wouldn't address it because it would probably become a heated argument.
So you would just say?
I would let it go for them and continue with the amends. Let him say what he has to say. After you ask, what can I do to make it right? Whatever he says, let him say it. Then you ask him, can you forgive me? And he can say whatever he wants, yes or no. But at that point, you've completed a formal amend.
All right, so you don't respond to it?
No, you don't respond at all in the amends process.
Okay.
And after you ask that last question, can you forgive me? Then you say, can we talk? I don't really feel like I owe you $20,000. And you try to get some type of dialogue going. But remember, God...
At the same sitting you address it
at? At the same setting. Same setting, or ask for another setting. Leave and call him and tell him you want to talk to him. Because you're getting ready to move into a step that says you cease fighting anybody or anything. You're getting ready to move into a step that says you have now entered the world of the Spirit. What are you doing in the ninth step? You're in the ninth step fitting yourself to be of maximum service to God and the people about you. So you're not there to create calamity, turmoil, confusion, chaos, darkness. You're there to bring light. Spirit will guide you if you go in with Spirit. But if you go in on your own, all hell could break loose. That's why you always pray before you go and set up the appointment, and you pray before you go into the appointment. You always put God at the head of whatever you do. Yeah.
If you have made amends, but after this retreat this weekend, you don't feel like your amends have been adequate, or do you go back and make them again?
You've made amends to somebody already, and you don't feel it's been an adequate amends? What, you weren't thorough?
I wasn't thorough.
Right. Are you in a piece of work?
Not right now, but I can see where some of my previous amends might not have been as thorough as they
should. Are you in 10, 11, and 12? Do you do a nightly review?
Yes.
Pull it out of your nightly review. Look at it in your nightly review, get clear, and set the amends up. Yeah. Yeah.
This is recent. I've gone into amends with having the card and being, it has the specific things I did, and I did not feel was good to make this person relive it, but I was like, I could have been a better friend to you. I disrespected you. I assassinated your character, but I wasn't about to repeat what I called her in front of all these people and just get very specific with it, but I made her know what I had done in terms of disrespect, not being the friend that she deserved, using her to make somebody else jealous, and I left it at that. And I did the rest of what
you did. Did she leave it at that?
She was fine.
Good. You did it through prayer and meditation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you came out of it with was fine.
Okay.
If it needed to go further, it would have been taken further by her. You were clear on what you put down, right?
About I worked for a grocery store, you know, they're a real big corporation. I stole with the money, this merchandise from the grocery store. I mean, I understand it's probably going to have to be a financial event, but...
You too? You go to the store, you ask for a manager. You ask to see a manager. You make that formal amends to a manager. I'm going to talk about my first set of amends tonight when I speak.
So is the way to go to the manager, or I mean...
To a manager. You'll go to a manager. You'll go to somebody in charge. Yeah.
If someone's unwilling to see you, do you ever make another approach, and what are the circumstances around that?
Yeah. If you call somebody and they say, I'm not willing to see you right now, I don't want to talk to you, you say, okay. You give it a little bit of time and you try again. If it still happens the same way, maybe you do it a third time, maybe you don't. You're looking from, see, This is an inside-out deal. Not only are you growing in knowing what intuition, guidance, and direction is, you also have a guide. So you're bouncing it off your sponsor also. And hopefully your sponsor has history and experience with this. And for, there's going to be different, you're going to handle each situation differently. Somebody that you might go back to for a third time, you might not. Somebody else you might not go back to for a third time. You follow me? Mm-hmm. But yeah, most definitely.
How would you feel about like a loved one that's pretty much on their deathbed? How would you think about, dealing with that? Something I'm scared to death to deal with. She's on her deathbed, and I don't ever want to let her know that I've stole a lot of money from her, done that bad. I don't think she's ever known, but it's something that really weighs on me. So, where do you draw a line with something like that?
First of all, I would say the amends needs to be made. First of all, I think you need to get out of fear that you know what the end result will be. And that when you go to make that amends, the time will be right and God will handle the amends, not you. But any harm that you've caused anybody, you need to take care of them. And not give excuses why you can't. Maybe that's the very thing she needs to get free before she leaves us. Again, my job is to be of maximum service to God and the people about me. Watch the power of amends. Real amends. I'm not talking about poop but amends. I'm going to talk about poopies a little bit tonight. I'm talking about real substance for real heart filled. Watch God work, man. Watch Him work. That's all this is about. Watching God work, man. When you least expect Him, He shows up and He just dances between the raindrops. Yeah, and then we're going to go eat.
What would you do about a situation where, you slept with somebody's wife and they never found out about it?
You did what?
Slept with somebody's wife, or like you did.
Right.
Okay. So I slept with somebody's husband. They never found out about it. How do you make two amends to that?
The wife didn't find out? No, you don't tell her.
Okay.
You don't leave with your chin.
Right.
But there's a way to make that amends, though.
How would you do that?
I don't know. You go in prayer and meditation and ask God to show you. How can I right this wrong? But you don't create more harm by going back to her. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
But suppose she did know. Then you'd probably go back to her and make amends.
Well, yeah, she did.
Right.
The book is real clear on that.
Right.
Well, I don't, but I wouldn't go and ask her.
The book is.
What about dead people?
Dead people, you go to the cemetery. You write a letter. The same way you make a formal amends, you write an amends letter. The same way you say it, you write it. You go to wherever they're buried, and you make the amends.
Book says, whatever the situation, usually you have to do something about it. If we're sure our wife knows, does not know, should we tell her? Not always, we think. If she knows in a general way that we've been wild, should we tell her in detail? Undoubtedly, we should admit our fault. She may insist on knowing all the particulars, and she would want to know who the woman is and where she is. We feel you ought to say to her that we have no right to involve another person. We are sorry for what we have done, and God willing, it shall not be repeated. More than that, we cannot do. We have no right to go further. Though there may be justifiable exceptions, and though we wish to lay down no rule of any sort, we have often found this the best course to take.
All right. Any other questions about 9? Before we get that last question, let's see what 9 says. Yeah, I know. We got one more. I know. May direct amends. Somebody said, do you make face to face whenever you can? Yeah. May direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. And guess what?
I'm not others.
The others ain't you. So what it's saying is that you don't want to create any more harm than you already have. If somebody is singeing by something that you've done to them, you let it die out. You let it cool out. You don't add fuel to the fire. If you know they don't like you, they don't want nothing to do with you, you move on and do other amends until you get the intuition that it's time to step over here. Spiritual process. You had a question?
What about living amends? Where does that come from? I hear it's talked about a lot.
Living amends is usually when you F somebody around so much that you need to demonstrate, make a demonstration that you are sorry for what you've done. So you do stuff that's not ordinary in your scheme of things. You follow what I'm saying? Like, I got a lady I sponsor in Austin that her and her mother did not get along. And she made amends to her mother, and her mother didn't really want to hear it. And I said, well, why don't you extend yourself to your mother? Why don't you offer to come see her once a month? Before you offer to come see her once a month, ask her, can you call her once a week? Just to say, hey, how you doing? And start calling her once a week, whether you've met. Just call her once a week. Then see if you can come down once a month and take her out. And that's exactly what's happened. They have a beautiful relationship now. You follow me? Mm-hmm.
Well, if I make an amends to somebody and I ask for their forgiveness and it's a situation like that and I do what you're saying, that practicing it in all my affairs at that point?
Yeah, I guess. Practicing the amends? I don't understand your question.
No. I'm saying it wouldn't be a living amends. I don't agree. I don't believe in living amends. I believe that's practicing it in all your affairs at that point.
Well, that's practicing in all your fears, but it's also a living amends because I'm making daily efforts to heal this relationship. And a lot of times it's things that I'm not really willing to do. Okay, my mother don't want to talk to me, I don't want to talk to her. That's the way I am. I don't know about you.
I was there with my wife and when I was living with her, and the whole time I was there. I didn't cheat on her. And that was why we got a divorce in the first place. And we was there. And I was there with her and I treated her the way she wanted me to. And I did things around the house where I did stuff that I was supposed to do. And today we're good friends. And we talk to each other on the phone, laugh. And so on. That was for a year and a half being there. But actually, really, when I made the initial amends, she said, oh, that's bullshit, because I ain't taking you done that shit before a thousand times. I don't believe it. You know what I mean? So when I was there, I had a chance to be there and make that amends. You know, wherever I was, she knew where I was. I called her and told her, and it worked out. And we're best of friends today.
Yeah. So you start doing something that says, I'm serious about what I said to you. I mean what I meant what I said. I'm sorry. Because a lot of times there's people that they don't want to hear it. You've done it so many times, it's like in one ear and out the other. So I need to do a physical demonstration. That wraps up nine. We're back here at, we're back here at 7 o'clock.
You sure?
Yes. Or do we want to make it 7:30?
Let's make it 7:30.
7:30. We're back here at 7:30, okay?
Thanks, boys.